Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Fixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Or Main Street, one of the others. It's not necessarily down Santa Claus Lane. Kelly Cruz is here from the Downtown Racine Corporation. The reason we're playing that song, obviously, is because the Christmas parade's coming up.
Yes, it is.
And I'll tell you a little bit of trivia about that song, Here Comes Santa Claus. Gene Autry wrote the song. A million people have recorded it, but he wrote it. He was in the parade, and he was like just before Santa Claus in the Hollywood parade, which they have on down in Hollywood, you know, down there, whatever, Sunset Boulevard, whatever this main street is. And he said all the kids were saying, Here Comes Santa Claus. They weren't paying any attention to Gene Autry in his car. They were like, oh, here comes Santa Claus, here comes. And he got the idea for Here Comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Ah, that's cool. Right.
See, you come to this radio station, you think you're going to be bored, you're not going to learn anything. Look how smart you're going to be now. Now you go back to the office when you hear that song and you're going to say, hey, you know where that song came from? And you're going to Kelly's amazing. What kind of knowledge does she have locked up in her head that we don't know?
Yes, that's true. Yeah. So Santa Claus is coming to town this Saturday, November 8th, to Main Street and 6th Street. And Santa Claus will officially be doing the tree lighting to kick off the holiday season. You know, I guess you think about it, Walgreens already kicked off Christmas about 2 months ago. So if you look at it that way, we're just fine. And this way, the weather is going to be just, you know, should be okay. And, it's really, when I say this and I mean it, it's really, I think it's Racine's most beloved parade because it's a night parade. And it's just so cool to see all the lights and everyone's wearing glow bracelets. And it's just this really cool, fun, and a shorter parade too. So you're not having to get there early, you know, it's a fun parade. And we've got all the classic floats that everyone loves. You know, Carnival of Lights will be there. Lighthouse Brigade, of course, Horlick and Park. Palm and dance teams and singing groups. And it's just going to be great.
Now, what it bothers me is my favorite holiday of the year is Thanksgiving. And we always go, this country always goes directly from Halloween to Christmas.
Well, I think Thanksgiving is sort of part of the holiday.
We bypass Thanksgiving.
You can't really pre-Thanksgiving, though, right?
Thanksgiving
is really a one-day, eat a lot of food and be done. Where the holidays, we're trying to kick off the holiday season here. So that's how we look at it.
My wife already told me what she wants for the holidays. She already, was that your phone?
Sorry.
Give it to me. It's now my phone. Remember the teacher in school when you had a little something in the class? All right, give it to me. It's now mine.
I forgot to turn it off.
Yeah. You had the fake dog poop. All right, give it to me. It's now mine. At the end of the year, you get your fake dog poop back. All right. So the downtown Christmas parade begins. We just heard Stuart talking about it. What, five?
Yeah,
four?
Yeah. So officially the parade is on starting on Main and State Street, and it goes down Main to 6th Street to the roundabout.
Yeah, really? Going that far, huh?
Yes. And although the parade officially starts at 5:30, we've got a huge pre-parade festivities on Monument Square. So we've got the Real School, we've got Horlick Brass Ensemble, we got Park High School vocal ensemble groups coming. So starting at 4:45, there will be singing groups, and then there'll be people down there selling hot cocoa and cookies.
And it's dark now at 4:45.
It is dark.
That freaked me out yesterday. I said, whoa, what time is it?
I know. It's odd. This week has been, like, yesterday felt weird after work.
Somebody wrote on, put a meme up. It says, with this time change, it's real strange eating lunch in the dark. Watching the sunset while I'm eating lunch. Oh, so this is me. How much planning has to go into this? Now, I know when they talk about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York, they say the planning starts on Black Friday, the day after for the...
Yeah, we're not that early. No. We started planning probably right at the beginning of October.
Really?
Yeah, because you have to get the street closures. All of that has
to
go through.
We heard that in the news. Yeah, you had to go through.
You have to go through street closures. You've got to get permits for the square. You've got to get all of these vocal groups ready to go, for their caroling. And then you have to get all the parade entries submitted. and the marketing. And it's just, there's a lot of logistics that go into any parade. When you're getting that many people, the staging area has to be reserved. You have to have a shuttle. You got to find parking for the parade entry.
What a mission, Goss, putting this thing together.
And then we had to erect the tree, and then all of that's getting up.
You were
the
smart.
Holiday wreaths and the banners are going up. We're getting all the flowers changed over. So, like, all of this has been in the works.
But you're smart. You have an artificial tree. After all these years.
I like to call it a pre-lit evergreen.
But it's smart because you don't have to deal with chopping down a tree, murdering some pine tree.
Honestly, people don't realize how hard it was to get a tree. So every year in the past, a lot of people don't realize this, but we would put out a call for pine trees. And it had to be a certain height. So it had to be between 20 and 25 feet. It had to be perfectly circular, right? Because it can't be next to a house where half of it is gone.
Yeah.
It could not be next to any electrical poles. It had to be very alive, not partially dead. So who wants to give up a beautiful evergreen in its prime?
Pre-dead.
I mean, so we were driving around the county. We would get like 10 people calling us saying, I've got the perfect tree. And every tree would be like, are you kidding me? This one's dead. This one's literally within the light poles. This one's halfway on their house. This one is 35 feet tall. How are we going to move that? I mean, it was getting to be so time consuming and difficult. And every year the tree was getting a little awkward and oblong or something goofy was like every year. So
partially dead.
Yeah.
They would really offer up a tree to the farm.
Of course, they wanted out of their house. Everyone was calling because they wanted the tree cut down for free, right? So like, so now this tree that we have is beautiful. Big thanks to General Rental. They have been a huge help. And actually, I mean, because it's quite a lot of work even to get it up every year, even though it is artificial. But, as we get more funding, we could... Actually, it can grow taller. So you can add layers to the bottom. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's a good height right now.
And it's never partially dead. I love
it. It is not partially dead.
People give you a tree. That's
oh my gosh,
dead.
You have no clue.
You know, I've seen a documentary on how they do the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, because that thing is huge. They get volunteers from all, it's got to be within the New York metropolitan area. They're not going to ship it all over the country. And they get they need a flatbed truck that you couldn't believe. And it takes a day just to chop down the tree, get it all bound up so they can get, because it's got to go on the New York State Thruway.
Yes, it's quite the process. That's why it was for us too. We had to have Parks and Rec, the Parks Department be able to help us, and can't have a tree that's that, it's... So we are very happy with our beautiful, perfect trees now, and my life is a lot easier with that.
And by the way, with the Rockefeller Center tree, they've got to close down 6th Avenue to get this tree off the truck. This is a whole day affair to set this thing up. And you know what Manhattan traffic is like, and these people have to shut down traffic just to get the tree off the truck.
Yeah.
And then set it up and make sure it's, going to stay. And they can't have wires and ropes showing because that's just not the way they do it. But they should do what you guys do. It's kind of an artificial one. Take it out of the garage at Rockefeller Center.
Hopefully when everyone goes down there, it really does look very pretty. And it looks
very nice.
These days they look really nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful tree. And I pass it every day.
Yeah.
So I saw it up the other day.
Yeah, so we're ready to get that lit up. Santa Claus will officially be lighting that up. So he's always the last float in the parade. Milliger's always does the last float.
Here comes Santa Claus right down Main Street.
They do such a great job with their float. But a lot of the people really do a good job with their floats for this parade because the more lights, the merrier, right?
All right, we got Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation is here. We're talking the Christmas parade and some other things going on. And Kelly, you were saying that you have to get approval from the council in order to close down the streets and do everything.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And I asked you, in the past, has any council member said, no, and this year we're not going to do it. you got to buck the traffic going up and down the street. No, we're not going to do it this year.
So far, so good.
Could you imagine if one council member said, no, we're going to do it.
Because
you didn't get the approval yet.
Tonight,
and the parade is Saturday.
Yeah, so, I mean,
Do you have to plead the case up there, or is it just already on the agenda?
I don't think I need to plead the case, I think.
Get that in your hands, and it's please close the street. Now, they also have to provide police, too.
Yeah, so there'll be some additional, you know, law enforcement down there to help. Anytime you close down roads, you're going to need, you know, the barricades.
Why'd you cut it so close?
It takes, the whole process takes about 2 months. So I submitted it for 2 months ago, but it has to go through the mayor's office to committee meetings to finance, then to the full council. And the council only meets every other week, so it's just a timing thing.
So what you were going to say about there's a secret bar.
No.
You don't want to do that?
No.
Okay, I'm going to talk about that. We'll save that for another time. We'll save that for when you're on your last day of employment. We'll talk about, we'll tell all the secrets and everything. I thought that was something we could talk about. All right, let's talk about some of the new businesses open since last Christmas.
Sure. So actually this Friday, I'm doing a ribbon cutting for Stitched. It's a new quilting store on 6th Street. So that'll be Friday at 10 a.m. So that's been really great. And then, you know, we've done a few others. We did a ribbon cutting just last first Friday for the Loft 304, which is a really, really modern, cool, space that you can rent out for like baby showers, bridal showers, corporate events. It's right above the Tango Salon on 304 Main Street, which is thus the name Loft 304. And of course, we've had a couple other new businesses open up this year. The New Cafe, which is doing great, and Mather's on 6th, and Tulip Tavern. Well, they've been open for a little longer. I don't have my list in front of me, but we've done quite a few ribbon cuttings this year, which
is great. You know what you do? Walk around. You'll see them.
Yes, yes.
Okay, let's talk about some other events coming up. We don't want to miss them. Coming up on November 7th, Flannel First Fridays.
Yes, so First Fridays continues this Friday, and we're encouraging everybody to wear their favorite flannel shirt.
Oh, I thought it was like flannel jammies or something.
Well, you could do, I guess you could do the flannel pajamas. I was thinking more flannel shirts, you know. But yeah, then you'll get specials and discounts throughout downtown if you're wearing your flannel. So that's always fun, and kick off to the holiday season as well. Just get some shopping. There'll be live music throughout downtown.
Ladies' Day Out coming up on the 15th.
Now, this event is a ton of fun. So
if you're a lady.
Yes. It's over Widows Weekend. So.
Oh, that's right. This is the Widows Weekend.
Yeah, so Ladies' Day Out is during the day, and it's a free event. And basically, we have over 40 businesses participating. Anytime you make a purchase, whether you grab lunch, whether you grab a drink, or whether you purchase a $10 item at, let's say, Dimples, or a $100 item at a jewelry store, whatever it is, as you shop throughout downtown, every time you shop, you'll get to draw a card out of a deck of cards. And if you pull a queen, you automatically get this swag bag that is going to be valued at over $20 to $30 each. Each one's a little different, but it's got gift cards in there. And so we'll be giving away 40 or 50 swag bags throughout the day for the lucky ladies that draw the queens, because we're, you know, the theme is be treated like a queen in downtown Racine. And then even from there, if you get this golden ticket for the queen, you'll be entered into more prizes.
So golden ticket sounds like Willy Wonka.
I know it is. It is. So that event, get your ladies together now. It is such a fun day.
Okay, the day after Thanksgiving, it's the Beer and Bourbon Black Friday, and that's from 1 to 5 p.m.
Yeah, so this is, not only are you tasting some really high-end bourbons as you walk around downtown, we're also doing bourbon-infused appetizers along the way. So bourbon-glazed donuts, bourbon-glazed jalapenos. Oh my gosh, the bourbon glazed foods are so good. So you'll be tasting some bourbons and some bourbon inspired food items, and then as well as some craft, interesting craft beers. So that's on Black Friday. So if you happen to be off of work, it's a great thing to do during the afternoon. And a lot of people are off work, you know, on Black Friday, but people don't really go shopping like they used to. So I think it's just a fun thing to do on the day.
Now, the next day, it's Small Business Saturday. What's the Grinch with the Grinch?
Yes. So this is really cool. So a couple years ago, we started having the Grinch on Small Business Saturday. And this is just a way to get people to come downtown. The Grinch will be giving away over $1,000 in downtown gift cards.
That doesn't sound like a Grinch
randomly,
to me.
Randomly. Yeah. So it could be anything from a $10 gift card to a $50 gift card. And he will just be silently handing them out to people who are downtown. There'll be bags of candy and treats for the kids as well. Lots of photo opportunities. We'll have a couple holiday singing groups inside of Divino Gelato and the Red Onion Cafe as well. The Grinch will be all over downtown Racine that day and just spreading good cheer.
Yeah, the grin spreading good cheer. Mm-hmm. Something's wrong with that picture. All right, on then let's move to December 5th. Fa-la-la-la-la, First Fridays.
So that's our last first Friday of the year. But we'll have Santa Claus, of course, there for photo opportunities. And just getting in your shopping in and, you know, supporting those small businesses. Again, lots of live music. Same camaraderie as a First Friday, but just in the colder weather.
And the Kris Kringle Tour is on the 13th of December.
That is our final event of the year.
And
feels good.
I know it feels good for you kicking off your shoes saying, I'm done.
Yes, the Kris Kringle Tour. We have partnered with O&H Bakery, and they help us to provide Kringle at over 30 locations downtown, all different flavors, all of the newest flavors, all of the very seasonal flavors. So you just walk around downtown and every store will have a different flavor Kringle that you can try for free. So come hungry. And of course, Santa Claus, Kris Kringle himself, and Mrs. Claus will be down there.
Oh, I get it. Kris Kringle.
The Kris Kringle
I'm slow, but eventually I'll get it. Kris Kringle.
Yes, you're sampling Kringle while...
Okay, one more time, though. The big one is this Saturday, the Downtown Christmas Parade. Give us the times again.
Yes. Official parade starts at 5:30, but please come down early, starting at 4:45. Monument Square has lots of stuff going on with musical groups and different smaller vendors that'll be selling your favorite hot cocos and cookies. And then stay after the parade, because immediately following, Kris Kringle himself, also known as Santa Claus, will be officially doing the tree lighting for downtown Racine. And then there's even some fireworks.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at you pulling out all the stops.
We're doing some fireworks. You know, it's not the 4th of July fireworks, but it's a nice show. And it's, of course, there's a lot of red and green in it. And they make it really cool.
If you missed any of our little chit-chat here, you can hear the podcast later tonight or tomorrow morning. And if you want to catch up on anything we said, maybe you missed it. You were in the shower and you said, I missed it. I should have gone to work dirty today. We'll replay it for you on the podcast at WRJN.com and civicmedia.us or wherever you get your podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don.
You can't wait till the Christmas season's over, huh?
December 14th will be a great day.
Man, you do a great job.
Thank you.
A lot of downtowns around America just gave up. You never gave up.
We're not giving up anytime soon.
That's good. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation here on WRJN.